It's Essential Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. An increasingly competitive marketplace requires identification of new opportunities. Companies gain unique advantages over competitors when they tap into overlooked or underserved market segments. Panks are the next key demographic for marketers. And joining us for a look at this group is Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. Rebecca Harris, welcome back. How are you?
I'm good. It's nice to see you, Paul.
So question one here. Please explain what panks are, would you?
Yes,
please?
I would be delighted. And probably in the last story I heard, I bet there were some exceptional panks.
And you want to spell that out too, don't
yes,
you?
Yes, P-A-N-K. Okay. PANK stands for professional. I say aunts because I'm from the Midwest. Other people say aunts. Professional aunts, no kids. So what these are an emerging demographic of child-loving women who do not have children of their own. And the term was first coined and brought to the attention of marketers by Melanie Noken, who was a leading expert in the emerging demographics of childless and often single women in North America. And she is the founder and the personality behind Savvy Auntie, the beloved lifestyle brand that celebrates modern-day aunthood. And in 2009, she established Auntie Day, which was the first annual day to honor aunts and godmothers. So I'm sure growing up you had a favorite aunt. Did you not?
I did. Yes. My aunt Acid actually was my favorite.
That was really
aunt.
That was her name? Yeah.
No, that's a joke. See, no, I would be my Aunt Gail.
Okay.
It's a tie. My Aunt Gail, my Aunt Diane, my Aunt Jeannie, my Aunt Helen, my Aunt Esther. I think
See?
I covered them all.
Yeah. No, that's I had a favorite aunt and we were in St. Louis, so it was aunt. And she was a hippie. She had long hair down to her waist, and she was really cool. And I was young and a total geek, and I thought she was so cool. So
wow.
There you go. Everybody, I think, has their
favorite aunt.
Yes.
Is this?
come on. Keep going, Paul. This is great. This is real.
Yes, it is. Is this a large and growing demographic?
It really is.
I mean, seriously, how many panks are
All
there?
Right. Okay, so when we started this research, a friend of mine brought this to my attention, and I said to her, this can't be real. Well, let me tell you,
That's
Paul.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
This is a sizable niche representing 23 million Americans. One in five women is a pank. The average pank is 36 years old, has never been married, enjoys domestic activities, has an income of $50,000 or over, and 76% of panks spend $500 a year on the children in their lives. And so when we really looked at this, the rising percentage of women who don't have children is mostly underlooked and very underappreciated in terms of societal norms. And never before have women lived so long. A lot of them are waiting and delaying having a child, or they have chosen not to have children at all. So nearly 50% of North American women of childbearing age do not have children, which is a dramatic rise since 1976, when only 35% of all women did not have children. So looking at this new target is really a shift in how we're looking at women, professional women who are waiting longer to get married, might not choose to get married, might not have children, may choose to have children, and in general have more disposable income. So this is a smart, targeted demographic.
And do we know what panks usually spend money on?
Yes.
Because really, that's what you're concerned about.
Well, and I think as we're looking at trends in marketing and demographics and business, really, this is we're talking about business. So studies report that panks, professional aunts, no kids, spend $9 billion on children annually. So now we're starting to talk about a large spending group, Paul. So recently, companies like Toys R Us and Fisher-Price and Mattel have been tweaking their marketing schemes to include this demographic. The International Business Times calls pank travel, which is aunts vacationing with nieces and nephews, one of the top travel trends of 2014. And it's poised to really become a billion-dollar industry. There's Aunt Ventures, well, where you're introducing the nieces and nephews in your life to different cultural activities. 36% of panks act as style advisors. And my close friend who really introduced me to the concept of panks says that she will spend money on her nieces and nephews and take them to concerts and sporting events and camps. She'll send them to camp and on Invisaligns. I mean, these are things that maybe parents can't necessarily afford or don't have time to do with their kids. She'll do some high-end shopping. She'll help them with fundraisers. It's great.
Now, this is really hitting home. Rebecca Harris is our director of is our business correspondent and is director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. I hadn't given this much thought.
No,
but now the wheels are turning because I'm thinking back to you asked me to name my favorite aunt, and I of course was going to mention all of my aunts because you can't favor one over the other.
Yes.
However, there was one who fits into this demographic.
My
Aunt Diane, who lived over in the Philadelphia area, we would go to visit her, my brothers and I.
Right.
And now thinking about what you're saying here, I mean, she would take us to the mall. She would take us to King of Prussia.
See?
And she would buy stuff for us.
That
and
your parents would not buy you, correct?
Right.
Yes.
In some cases.
Yeah.
And take us to get stuff to eat and any kind of sweet thing we wanted.
Right.
So she was spending a lot of money.
Right.
If you just take the day we went to King of Prussia, that's a lot of money.
Yeah, and back then it was, and now it's becoming more and more popular. And I think the recognition of this as a very strong business segment is very important.
And do the items that they buy for kids tend to be the type that parents would never buy, like toys that make a lot of noise? And here's a drum set for you.
You won't
be playing into my house.
You hope that tank will never come back. No, in general, they tend to be things that, you know, going to a concert or a sporting event, that can be a $150 ticket if you're going to something like that that's really high end. And in general, if you're in a family, that's just not something that is really affordable. So sometimes they are things that parents would not spend money on necessarily, or they're just really special activities.
So one of the questions I have on my list is why should companies market to this demographic? But it's becoming very
obvious. The other thing about Panks is they're a valuable demographic because they're very digitally savvy. They have a high degree of influence over others, and they really do spend money on these children that are close to them. And since they are on the internet and digitally savvy, they're really bringing in this whole new wave of spending, and that's important as well.
Did we bring up the published list of 14 principles of Panks?
Well, this I really love.
Because I understand that there is this list. It exists.
Yes.
So what are some of the highlights?
I'll give you some of the top highlights. Panks are happy in their role as Panks, which means that when they are done with the children, they get to take them home.
That's why they're happy.
That's why they're very, very happy. But they're researchers, they spend money on kids, and they really play, most importantly, role models in children's lives. And that is really behind all the money. That's very important.
And this is the time of year when the Panks would be a target of advertising, of marketing, because it's holidays.
This is the holiday season, and you really want that, you know, that extra spend. But I think when you think about the role models and what they can do in the lives of these children, it's really important.
So I'm not a Pank, but I'm a punk.
Okay, well then you go right ahead and get on out there.
No kids.
There you go.
So
that'll be our next trend.
So my niece and nephew are
look out! Here comes something good.
Get some noisy toys for Christmas.
All right.
Rebecca Harris is our business contributor, and she is the director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. May I be the first? I don't know if I am the first, but can I say
absolutely
to you as of tonight? Happy Hanukkah!
Thank you, and happy holidays to everybody, and if you're a Pank, we wish you the very best.
Tomorrow on Essential Pittsburgh, Congressman Mike Doyle on the new federal budget bill. That's tomorrow on the program. Until then, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Thanks for listening.